T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. Look, I think we added, you know, 5 guys to our team. Obviously, this is an area in the draft where you're really talking about some developmental prospects, guys that, you know, probably come in and they're competing for backup spots. They're competing for back into the roster, practice squad. And hopefully they're people that, you know, and obviously we saw skill sets that we wanted to work with and try to develop, and look, special teams is an aspect of that. So I thought we did a nice job of adding some different pieces to our football team today.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it was that kind of excited y'all or intrigued you about Spencer Rattler?
Well, look, I think just from an arm talent standpoint and the ability to make all the throws, I mean, he can make a ton of throws. He's got enough mobility in the pocket. Look, I think this is a guy that, has been through a lot of adversity, faced a lot of criticism, and he's come out on the other side. And I think that's a good quality to have as a quarterback. And so, look, he's got a skill set that we want to work with. I think he's an excellent thrower of the football. And so I think where we were in the draft at that point in time, look, this is a guy that, you know, was considered by a lot of people a couple of years ago as a potential number one pick in the draft. So I think there's a lot of talent there. And that's somebody that we're, you know, excited about working with.
Was where he was available was surprising and kind of like,
the quarterback position is kind of funny in terms of the draft, you know, and where people see guys and where you go and take them. I mean, obviously with so many quarterbacks going early in the draft, then there was a lot of other positions that now became available throughout the rest of the draft. And I just felt like, look, we had a nice grade on him and felt like, I mean, it was pretty obvious as you're sitting there watching the draft go and you kind of got this one name sitting over there and we'd been sitting around for a while, you know, really all the third, all the fourth, and a little bit of the fifth before we got an opportunity to pick. So, and a lot of the second. So we sat around for a little while and that name just kept staring at us, you know? And so when it became our time to pick, it was, you know, really obvious that was the right choice.
Dennis, I mean, obviously you guys had Drew here for so long, it's never something you really had to worry about. Barely ever took quarterbacks, but it's now 3 in the last 4 years. Do you just organizationally, it's just a smart thing to always just kind of be?
Well, look, I think you're always looking at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
I think it's a fallacy to say that there was never any quarterbacks drafted when Drew was here. I mean, there were several quarterbacks that were drafted during Drew's time. Never was there one that was drafted really high, but there was several quarterbacks that were drafted in the, you know, I don't know if it was as high as the third, but I know the fourth through the seventh round, there was a lot of picks that were taken. So I just think that's a position that you're always looking to see how you can increase the value of that position. And look, we feel good about our quarterback room. We feel good about our starting quarterback. And now we feel good that we have a couple of guys, in my opinion, that are good developmental quarterbacks. And the great thing about it is both Jake and Spencer have an opportunity to come in and compete to make the roster, compete for the backup position, and get a chance to sit in the room with Derek and learn how to play the quarterback position.
Long wait between picks yesterday, third round, today, fourth round. Was that challenging to kind of stay patient, or were there trades that y'all were pursuing?
Yeah, look, I mean, we're always paying close attention to the board and who's available. And, you know, when there's a player that we're really, you know, in love with, we kind of see when it makes sense for us to potentially give something up to move up to take that player. There were some discussions that went on today, and some of the guys that we liked, you know, went off pretty early before it really made sense for us to, you know, give up, you know, future picks or give up some of these back end picks. You know, obviously when you're talking about when our picks are in the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds, the value of those picks, it makes it harder for you to move up, or you're going to have to package three or four of those picks to move up, you know, to one position. So we felt like today the right thing to do was kind of sit and wait, and I feel like it worked out for us.
That's interesting in the case of Rattler when you said that Magnet was kind of staring there for a long time. I mean, obviously he's a guy you could have made the move for, but what was the thinking in like letting the draft decide that for you? Or?
Yeah. Well, I just think, again, it wasn't a position that we felt like, we have to address this. And we felt like keeping those picks in the back end could be valuable to us. You know, and adding some more depth players potentially to our roster. And so kind of wanted to, you know, hold on to those. And yet, it wasn't easy to just, you know, hang on when you knew that name was kind of sitting there. So, but sometimes the best move is to, you know, let the draft come to you instead of going and trying to make it happen. And that's what we did today. Yeah, look, I think overall I feel, you know, good about it. I feel like, you know, we've addressed some needs at the skill positions. We've addressed needs with some big guys. I think there's still some things that we'll still need to do, you know, prior to probably getting into training camp. And so, there'll be another round of things that happen in the next couple of weeks, you know, after the draft, after everybody gets a chance to get their, figure out what they have in their draft picks and reevaluate their rosters. And, you know, so we'll see, you know, what happens over the next couple of weeks. But I feel really good about what we were able to do. I mean, again, like I said, you know, we got a, you know, starting caliber offensive tackle. You know, we got a, starting caliber corner, and then we got a really good, you know, developmental quarterback in our first three picks, and you know, I think that's good. And then I think we added some depth and some developmental players at the back end of the roster that have a chance to come in and compete for, like I said before, you know, backup spots, roster positions, practice squad spots. So I thought there were some good things that we did. I felt like we addressed a couple of needs, you know, maybe not fully addressed, but, you know, addressed a couple of needs in this draft too.
Dennis, Jalen Ford's interesting because, you know, he's been a green dot every down, Mike linebacker at a big school. Do you draft someone like that because that's a position you could need in the future, or is he more of an instant contributor on special teams?
Well, yeah, I think – I think initially the thought would be his best avenue is to be able to contribute on special teams. And then I think, you know, you have to draft for the now, but you also have to draft with the vision for the future also. And, you know, if you really, you know, you look at our roster and at the linebacker position, you know, Khalik Hudson, we signed to a one-year deal. Willie Gay, we signed to a one-year deal. Pete Warner is going to be a free agent. You know, I know DeMario thinks he's playing until 50, but he's getting up there in age a little bit too. So, I mean, you know, we have to, you know, have some plans for that. So bringing in and I feel good about the depth that we have at the linebacker position, but I think bringing in a guy like that that can add to the depth and I think – has a chance to be a really good special teams player. I think that was important. And I like the fact that, you know, he's smart, he's tough, he's played at a big program, he's been productive. So I think those are all good things.
I've had the last couple of years especially, just a lot of your picks have been like team captains. I imagine it's not like this huge thing that you have to have in a player, but do you notice that when you're scouting these guys?
Look, that's part of it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into what we call the makeup of the player, and I think that's a big part of what we're looking for when we're drafting guys, is making sure that they're, you know, our type of guys. And there's varying degrees of that, you know, and I think but I think overall I feel like we do a pretty good job of, you know, trying to minimize the character concerns and bring in, you know, the guys that have both the personal and the football character that we're looking for.
Dennis, Spencer obviously was the Senior Bowl game MVP. You have three of them now in your quarterback room. But can you talk about the importance of the game right now, the Senior Bowl game, where it's at? Because you draft a lot from that game, the number one pick was from there. Even coached in the game as well. And they've added juniors now. And seems like every year the players that go there are on NFL rosters, every single player come training camp time. How do you see that?
Well, look, I think it's a great evaluation tool for us as NFL coaches, scouts, talent evaluators. You know, and in particular, the coaching staff, because we don't get to go and watch these guys play live football. And look, in particular with us, because Mobile's 2-hour drive down the road and it's easy for us to get over there and see these players in live action. It's one thing when you're watching them on video. It's another thing to be out there and see them in live action and you know, in particular, some of the positions, in particular defensive line, offensive line, where you get kind of, you know, up close and personal and get a feel for their size, their strength, their power. You get a chance to watch their demeanor both during the play, in between plays, on the sideline. You know, I think, you know, and Phil Galliano was coaching in the Senior Bowl this year. So I think those are all, I just think it's a really invaluable tool for us in terms of, you know, the evaluation process. And I think, look, it means something to us when a guy gets invited to go to the Senior Bowl and he takes advantage of the opportunity. Not everybody does that. It's an opportunity for some. You get to see some of the smaller school talent go up and compete against some major college talent, and so that's one of the questions that you always have against with the smaller school player is level of competition, right? Well, they go to the Senior Bowl, perform well, then you know you get a little bit better feel for them. So, I think it's been great, and I think, you know, Jim Nagy does a really good job with it.
You mentioned kind of before the adversity that Spencer went through, but when it is so high profile like that, like, do you kind of take more from a situation than maybe normal adversity?
Well, look, It's the toughest position in our game to play. It's the most scrutinized position in our game. And so, you know, to kind of go through the ringer a little bit and have the mental fortitude to come out on the other side, I think that speaks volumes to the mental toughness of that player. And look, I go back to opening game this year, I think it was North Carolina. I think he was sacked 9 times. And just to watch him get up and still compete and come right back at it was pretty impressive to see. So I think mental toughness, mental fortitude, I think that's a key characteristic in a quarterback, and I think he has that.
Do you see him as potentially developing into a starter one day? Is that?
Yeah, I definitely think he's got the ability to develop into that. He's got a lot of work to do, but I think he's got that developmental quality to him. Yeah, absolutely.
Christian Boyd, an older guy, you had him in for a visit. What drew you to him as prospect?
Well, look, he's a big, physical player inside, defensive tackle, probably more of a nose. I think he plays a physical game. He's got a little bit of athleticism to him. I liked him when he came in, you know, on his visit. I think he was a good character kid, smart, tough, highly competitive, a lot of the things that we're looking for. And so, again, when you're talking about drafting, you know, in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, you're looking for developmental qualities. And so you got a tough, smart, competitive guy that has size and a little bit of athletic ability and toughness. I mean, those are good qualities to have.
Obviously, it's another Northern Iowa guy. Is that a coincidence, or is it kind of a thing where you feel comfortable with the reads you're getting from particular schools that you go back to is with Trevor? And obviously.
Yeah, I think that's probably a more of a coincidence than it is anything else. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, look, we had him in and he certainly knew who Trevor was and you know, they had gone up against each other a few times. So we found a little companion for Trevor now, so.
Yeah.
I know Mickey earlier this week talked about having some different voices and some different people helping, assisting, and doing things with the draft. How important was that in maybe seeing things from a different lens this year?
Yeah, look, nothing changed in terms of the format, the formula, how we go about doing things. We had a couple of guys that a couple of different voices, you know, in the room that just gave a little bit different perspective. Look, I think that can be beneficial sometimes. And so, I think all of that was helpful.
What do you guys like about Bub Means?
Kind of a big target, fast, highly competitive, pretty good production this year. Again, we're looking for developmental qualities late in the draft. So we're looking for size, we're looking for speed, we're looking for athleticism, we're looking for intelligence. Those are all things that we're looking for there. And, we felt like he checked most of those boxes. And so, gives us another kind of, you know, big target to throw the ball to. I also think he's got a mindset to be able to play special teams.
When you said in Orlando that you guys are looking for maybe to add another pass catcher, is that kind of the role you had in mind of what you wanted?
Yeah. Bigger, a little bit bigger body. I feel like we've got some smaller bodied players that have a lot of speed that can threaten you vertically. We were looking for a little bit bigger bodied player, but I think at that point in the draft where you're at, you're like, that's what you're looking for. And so you're kind of sorting through some things and that, you know, he kind of fit the profile we were looking for.
Obviously, receiver is a position even more than offensive line and cornerback where there's a lot of ability to move around and be used in different ways. But do you kind of have a vision for who's competing for the X when you start installing this offense?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to get into all that in terms of who's playing what position. But I do feel good, you know, about the receiver position. I think we added some pieces that can do a lot of different things. You know, we've got some veteran presence in that room. We've got some young guys in the room. We've got speed in the room. We've got size in the room. So there's a lot of different things that we can do. And I think we got to get out here and start working and start practicing and kind of figuring out exactly where everybody fits within this scheme. I think we have an idea of where we want to, you know, from an initial starting point. But I think until we really get out and start practicing football and start going through it and have our offense installed and our offensive coaches having the ability to work with the players, it's not until then that you really understand what they really can do. So I think we have to have an initial starting point, which we do. And then that'll be fluid as we go along and get a better feel for, you know, Clinton, his group will have to get a good feel for exactly what guys do well within the scheme and try to highlight those as much as we can.
Just talked to us about starting at right tackle, but also having some experience at guard and then left tackle when he was working with Jari at the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah.
Where do you kind of see him starting out?
Yeah, offensive tackle. I think that's where we start him out. And look, that's much like we were talking about the Senior Bowl earlier, the East-West game and Jari having an opportunity to go there and work with him and be with him all week long. You know, that was valuable intelligence in terms of what we were able to gather from there. And that was helpful in making that decision. Again, here's a you know, smaller school player that's got size, he's got length, he's got athleticism. But there's a lot of development that needs to take place with the player. But he's got a lot of tools to work with, and I think that's what we're really excited about.
How does, if at all, his experience at defensive line factor into what he could potentially grow into as an offensive lineman?
Yeah, look, probably a better question for him in terms of, like, how that helps him. I would say, look, I mean, he's got the athleticism to play that position. I'm talking about offensive tackle, you know, and so I don't know how much really that experience on the defensive line helped him. That's probably a better question for him, but I like to say that the defensive linemen are more athletic than the offensive linemen, so that makes me think that he's got at least the ability to play the position.
Because left tackle was such a question mark, go and draft Quagga, but you don't necessarily need to be right or left, depending on what happens to Vander. How do you feel about that spot right now, in general, after the draft?
Yeah, look, I feel good about what we've been able to add in the offensive line. And I don't think we're done yet. You know, we made a couple moves in free agency, drafted a couple of players, and so yeah, I feel pretty good about where we're at.
Did you fill all your musts?
No. That's probably an inaccurate statement. I think we're probably more in the need element now than we are necessarily in the must element.
I know there's some position. I mean, we can do our own evaluations where it's like, yeah, a first rounder would upgrade this position, but not necessarily just adding bodies. But are there positions where you still think veteran free agency is going to be somewhere you need to add?
Yeah. I mean, and I think we're always, you know, in that mode. Now, I'm not going to get in, obviously, exactly which positions those are. I mean, but yeah, there's still a couple of positions that I think that we're going to look at, you know, what's out there. And like I said, there's going to be another wave of guys that are going to become available in the next couple of weeks based on what just happened, you know, in the draft today. So we'll see what happens. There's still some guys out there that are on the street right now. So and then obviously there's a financial aspect that goes into that. So we'll have to see. All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.